WCV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Georgia's first day of early voting, shattering records. More than 300,000 people casting their ballots. This voter in Gwinnett County urging even more folks to come to the polls.
I'm encouraging everybody to come out and really vote. It is important for us all to vote.
A judge has blocked a new rule that requires Georgia Election Day ballots to be counted by hand after the close of voting, writing the so-called hand count rule is too much, too late. At the Economic Club of Chicago, former President Trump saying his proposed tariffs will boost U.S. manufacturing jobs. The Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget estimates Trump's proposals would add an extra $7.5 trillion to the national debt, compared to $3.5 trillion from Harris's plan. The Biden administration has warned Israel that it risks losing access to U.S. weapons funding if it does not increase the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza within the next 30 days. This is ABC News. Time's running out for supporters of a man facing execution tomorrow in Texas. Robert Robertson was convicted of murder by shaken baby syndrome and the death of his two-year-old. That diagnosis now widely discredited. And even the lead investigator on the case, Brian Wharton, is calling for clemency. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
At least 86 Texas lawmakers from both political parties have spoken out in support of Robertson's clemency request. And the lead detective on the case is also pushing for Robertson's release.
I will be forever haunted by my participation in his prosecution, his arrest and prosecution. He is an innocent man.
The Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles could recommend clemency for Robertson today, but it would be up to the governor, Greg Abbott, to decide.
Record fine for an airline. Lufthansa agreeing to pay $4 million after being accused of discrimination against Jewish passengers flying from New York to Germany. Half of that money paid to the passengers. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth. With lip-smacking barbecue, you'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri, Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, Brews, Barbecues, come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballots can't be processed before Election Day in Wisconsin. Voter advocates say that this could make Wisconsin vulnerable to lies and conspiracy theories about the results.
Due to that policy or lack thereof in Wisconsin, I think we'll potentially see some delays in the counting of mail ballots and therefore delays in unofficial results in the state this year.
Brian Hinkle is with the Movement Advancement Project. A bill to legalize early ballot processing died for lack of action in the state Senate this year. Thousands of chickens in western Wisconsin have been left homeless after the company Pure Prairie Poultry abandoned its Wisconsin farms. There are still 30,000 chickens who used to belong to the company's flocks being given away by volunteers with Pips and Chicks. Local farms giving away chickens can be found on the Pips and Chicks Facebook page. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers have a new kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed a new place kicker. He's 33-year-old Brandon McManus, who was with the Denver Broncos for 8 seasons. In 2023, McManus was accused of sexual assault by two flight attendants during a Jaguars team flight to London. The NFL investigated and cleared McManus of any charges. The Packers releasing their rookie kicker, Braden Narveson, who led the league in missed field goals with 5 in 6 games. College football. The Badgers head to Evanston to face the Northwestern Wildcats. Now, last November, Northwestern beat Wisconsin 24-10. This week's game to be played at a temporary stadium while Ryan Field is being rebuilt. Luke Fickell.
Whatever they ask us to play or tell us to play, we'll play. If it's a parking lot, we'll play in the parking lot. I don't think we got a whole lot to say after, you know, how we performed and how we played last year. So I could care less where we're playing at. And anytime you go on the road in the Big Ten, you're going to have to handle some things, whether it's, you know, a new stadium, whether it's the wind, whether it's a locker room. It is what it is.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 56 this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight clear. We'll drop to 33 for an overnight low. Tomorrow sunny, 63 by Friday. Sunshine with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up at 10:30, Lou Ann Bird running in the 61st Assembly will be joining us. Dr. Laura Hanks with public cervix announcement in hour number two. And this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air. Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
We good?
Good. Right, good morning.
Whoa, sorry about that, everybody.
Well, I leave for 2 days and everything is discombobulated.
I know. Well, we got through it. We got through it without you, but it's now that you're back, we're starting 20 minutes late. 23. Sorry about that, everybody. A few technical difficulties, but here we are. Welcome back, Johnny.
Welcome. Thank you.
You had a good time?
Had a nice time. I'll tell you what, you didn't go to the UP, huh?
I did not. The leaves are great.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just gorgeous. It was... Yesterday when I went up there, it was, I didn't want to, no disrespect, it's kind of like I didn't want to come back. And no. I don't mean, and what I mean is, I just didn't want to stop driving. It was such a gorgeous day.
Yeah.
And it's all scenery. And it's like, I could drive
right.
The length, it had good, you know, I got that Sirius radio now. I got a good country station.
Nice.
Where it's like,
I don't know about that.
But they're playing all old George Strait.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all the music I love. Okay. I just want to keep driving. I could have driven to Mackinac City.
You know, I understand that
it's panoramic.
You're right.
Nobody around.
Sunny day.
Taking it all
chill
in.
Chill in the air. Yeah.
Man didn't create that. You know, it's just, it's cool. Yeah, it's a great.
Yes. It was just a perfect day to go for a drive in the UP yesterday.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, we had a good show. We had fun. I just want to again thank, we had Nikki, who is our.
Nikki Z.
Sales and marketing person came in and pinch hit for you. It was great. And then we had Shannon Cohen on Monday, so that was good. We had some authors on yesterday, some great guests. And but you're here today, so we got a good lineup today. It's not on the board.
Yeah, we got Carrie coming on.
Because of our technical difficulties. But
we got Carrie coming on from the Young Family Zoo. Right. Not sure what she's bringing. Last time was a baby kangaroo.
That was cool. Very cool.
Although I felt horrible about the fact that she brought in a baby kangaroo, and literally 3 days later, we're in Oshkosh at that market with kangaroo beef sticks. Remember that?
No, I do.
You remember?
I do. It's like, I thought you were going to say you felt bad because 3 days later your grandkids were here and how much they would have loved to be with that baby
kangaroo.
Well,
they saw it though up there.
Well,
when we went up there.
Took them up there.
I took them up there. Oh, they loved it.
Yeah.
They loved it. All those things up there at that zoo are me. And this is a great time to go there too because it's, you know, it's a little bit cooler. You know, the animals love the cool weather.
Yes.
It's like, it doesn't matter where they're from in the tropics. It's like, oh, this is nice.
I'll take this.
I'll take some of this sweet, sweet action. So, anyway, yeah, yes, so that's cool.
And then we have the Melcors are coming on today, too.
So and Brian Eich, a great friend of mine. Brian Eich, decorated war veteran, amputee, and one of the greatest bass fishermen in the United States of America. And he's got a national title to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the coolest, I can't even imagine how much fun, because I didn't play spring. I was in high school, I was in track. My freshman year, because the football coach was a track coach, and it's kind of like they wanted you doing something in the spring, you know, football-wise, yada, yada, yada. So we wanted all the football players, whether you sucked at track or not, which I did, to be on the track team. That was the most miserable. It's the only sport I've ever took part in where I was miserable every day because I hated.
What'd you do?
440, mm-hmm. quarter mile, and the shot put. And
the relays are cool.
Yeah, no. I wasn't in any of those. I wasn't asked to be in any of the relays. Just running your own. And I was the worst quarter miler in the history of quarter milers.
Yeah. Okay.
So what I'm saying is what Brian does at Luxembourg Casco, he's the coach of the bass fishing team.
I know.
And they travel all over for bass fishing tournaments. Now, how much fun would that be if you're in high school?
Did not have that.
What are you doing in the spring? No. I'm on the fishing team. Wouldn't that be fun? Or another thing a lot of these high schools have now is skeet, trap and skeet shooting teams.
Would be fun.
How much fun would that be?
Yeah.
What are you doing after school? Right. Going to practice. Oh, that sucks. Yeah, I get to shoot or fish.
Right. Yeah. And I tell you what, and I think that's great that we have that. There are some schools in our listening in Northeast Wisconsin that have like 60 or 70 extracurricular activities.
It's amazing.
And that you want to learn, you know, you want to learn chess, you want to learn skeet shooting, you want to learn bass. You want to learn fishing, but it's really getting along, leadership skills, team building. That's why we do those things. And I think it's just great that, because look, you get somebody maybe that's, you know, maybe like me, right? I mean, sports really isn't your thing, although band was. But somebody who maybe didn't like band, you're kind of alone and you don't want to get into. But now with 80 things, there's got to be something you like.
Yeah, that's
German club,
yeah.
Irish thing.
Yeah.
Photography, there's just so many things. And a kid can be like, well, I don't really want to play sports. I don't really like band. But, you know, okay, well, there's 78 other things you can choose. And I think that's like, I'll give the schools great credit for that. And then some districts, like the Green Bay District, free bus passes so you can get, you can go to the extracurricular activity and get still take the bus home. So, look, academics is number one, but boy, those extracurricular activities. And look how well you turned out, you know? It's just, it's the extracurricular activities and me.
Yeah.
No, I think that's really, I'll give the school a lot of credit for offering that.
No question about it.
Now we're talking about that brass.
But I want to talk to Brian. I can't wait talking about what's it like being a fishing coach for high schoolers.
Right. I think.
Because let's be honest, high schoolers, you can't help it, I guess, your hormones or whatever. Yeah, you're a little more yada, yada, yada.
Right.
And it's like. You know, do you yell at a kid if he loses a fish because he didn't set the hook right?
Or what I think, what I want to talk to him about is how did he get that in the school?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like really cool.
No question.
So
I love it.
That's
we had a rabbit hunting team. What?
I don't know.
Bring your beagles to school?
I don't know. Shoot. Yeah.
I think that'd be fine.
All
All right. We'll
talk then we, about then that. You know what we do? The lunch ladies, you know what they'd make for lunch?
Hass and pfeffer.
Exactly. All right. So we got Carrie coming. We got the Malcors coming. We got Brian Eich coming. We have a good show, sir. We got started late, folks. Host beer with us. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Nearly a dozen poultry producers in western Wisconsin still struggling to try to find a way to feed their birds. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. More details on the fallout of Pure Prairie poultry in Minnesota and how it's hooked some Wisconsin farmers with big feed bills and birds that they can't feed. That's next.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whipple's hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Whiffles famous. At Whiffles Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Whiffles Hybrids.
It was only 2 weeks ago that the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection was notified by Pure Prairie Poultry out of Minnesota that they were shutting down their processing facility. That left about 476,000 birds in western Wisconsin under the care of farmers that couldn't afford to feed them. Romansky says there's very little that the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection can do because of regulatory restrictions.
You know, we've looked really hard to find what resources are available to DACCAP, and we have no authority to take possession of the birds, to euthanize the birds, or to feed the birds, unlike what it might have happened in a couple of other states. The only instance that we have authority to depopulate animals in Wisconsin is if there is an animal disease emergency, which this is not. So it's a really unfortunate circumstance, and DACCAP doesn't have the authority to take possession of those birds, feed them, or depopulate them.
Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romansky said what they are doing is trying to reach out to the farms and offer mental health counseling and financial assistance through the Wisconsin Farm Center. Romansky said they were only in contact with Pure Prairie Poultry about 2 weeks ago to learn of what was happening, and he said the company has only released names of farms that were under contract, not locations. You can hear all of my conversation with Randy Romansky at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand for seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Just a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. More available at MidwestFarmReport.com, Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. I'm PM Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 56 this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight clear, we'll drop to 33 for an overnight low. Tomorrow sunny, 63 by Friday. Sunshine with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne. You can't customize a football game to go the way you want, But Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 1031-2024.
The Todd Alba Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior. And he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. If you're tuning in, again, we apologize for technical problems here for the first half hour or so of our show.
Oh, 20 minutes.
20 minutes, but we are back here. Yeah. Got a text here. Did you hear about the death of Greg Landry? I remember as a kid, Lambeau, seeing him go 75 yards for a touchdown on a quarterback sneak. Yeah, that was the opening game of the 1970 football season. Wow. And the Packers were down 33-0 to the Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field. And Bill Munson was the starting quarterback of the Lions in that game. Built him up to a 33-0 lead. And they put in Greg Landry, who was the second-string quarterback, might have been a rookie that year or a second-year guy, and he goes in just to basically run out the clock. So he's just going to run a quarterback sneak, and nobody tackled him. He went 75 yards straight up the middle for... Now, if that didn't personify the Green Bay Packers of that year...
Wow.
And I remember my coach and my science teacher, whatever he... All those schools. He was from Detroit. And... We walk into his classroom, and that's all he had, the whole length of those big old chalkboards, Lions 40, Packers 0. And we had to sit there for the entire week and had that score up on the whole thing. And then the next time they played the Lions, might have been the last game of the year, the Lions beat them 20-0. So the Lions beat the Packers 60-0 that year in 1970.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's going to be... They are really good this year, and so are the Packers. That's going to be interesting to see who...
I made the mistake... of taking the Cowboys. Boy, poor Coach McCarthy. He is under serious heat right now. Yeah,
that's
serious.
Yeah. I just, at home, and those aren't 3-point games.
Oh, I was hoping it was a 3-point game. That's what I bet. I bet that it was going to be a 3-point game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't know what's not right there, but. And they have their fans. I mean, Dallas, what, they're the number one team, right, in terms of merchandise?
You know, they still are. That's hard to believe.
I know.
When's the last time the Cowboys have really been relevant?
That was Troy Aikman, right?
Yeah.
So, but they are, even that pay-per-view outside the country, I think Dallas is still number one.
They are.
I think people love the Cowboys.
They are. They
got to start winning.
It's
been a long time, like you said, what, 20 years, 15 years? Maybe not that long.
No, not, but it's been, I mean, Tony Romo had some good
years.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah, he was
but
good.
They didn't really, you know what I mean? It was Aikman. I mean, it was Aikman and Emmitt Smith and that unbelievable funny. Offensive line. Yeah. And, you know, they had great, great players.
And and you can switch coaches in midstream and you see what they did in New York. You know,
I got to tell you something, man. Two things about the Rams or the Jets game the other night. Aaron Rodgers' arm is as good as ever.
Yeah.
His arm is as good as it's ever been. There is not a single thing wrong with Aaron Rodgers' arm. But every time he gets hit and he picks himself up off the ground, ooh, he looks like a feeble old man.
He does.
Relatively NFL old man status-wise.
But do you think part of that's acting?
No, not with him. Because he's always been the kind of guy that wanted to pop up like, no, didn't hurt. No, that would hurt.
Okay.
He might give a dirty look to his... offensive lineman or somebody. Yeah.
Wasn't my fault. Yeah.
Right, but he never wanted to show pain. He's always been, even like last year when he tore his Achilles.
Why doesn't he get rid of that gray beard then if he wants to look young?
His hair is really short and everything. He's one of those guys, and this is something I'm doing,
dude.
Because this is something I'm being really, really careful on. Very careful on. Losing too much weight too fast.
Yeah, you've been watching that for years.
I've been very successful on that.
You have been.
Because when you do.
Ounce a year.
Huh?
You know, go ahead.
Because when you do, you get that Al Roker or
how about
Al Sharpton.
How about it? Yeah.
Look.
They're...
And you look like a grape. I used to be a grape, and now look, I'm a raisin.
Well, a lot of those guys. Gingrich did that thing.
Yeah.
Couple of those candidates.
The guy that used Huckabee.
Huckabee, yeah.
Huckabee did that when he was doing that TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, okay, so you're...
They said a couple of things they got in Green Bay. Brian says this at some of the high schools. Linen folding club and silverware polishing club.
I think Brian's teasing me.
Oh. Brian, did you go down to the Roar Museum?
We didn't. I got busy. I talked a little bit about that on Monday. We had other stuff going on. I think it's still going on. Now my wife's out of town. If I go by myself, that may look a little.
No, I think I'd look great.
Okay.
Do you want me to come with you?
That we're not doing. That I know. That's definitely.
Yeah, two things we're not doing. We're not going to Sputnik Fest together. And yeah.
Or the basketball game on Valentine's Day when they have the kiss game.
Yeah.
Remember, I was very paranoid about that.
Yep.
So
I got this tick. Jerry Jones threatening to fire a talk show host, Terry from Ashwaubenon.
Oh,
I hadn't heard about that.
Okay.
Have you?
No, Jerry Jones. I mean, I don't know. I mean, come on. It's all about him. I don't know.
Yeah, any owner, whatever his title is with football, who does those press conferences after the game,
I think
is totally BS.
Over the coach.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you hear we have a new kicker? Yeah, I heard that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? I feel bad for that kid because that was his
Me
first,
too.
You know, but.
But he's just, he got to be more consistent. Yeah, just have to be.
Did you see what kick was that?
No,
it was Dallas.
Buffalo.
Was the Buffalo game.
That extra point?
Yeah.
I've never seen all the high school games I do.
They were
all the high school games I've ever done. Ever. I've never seen a worse kick. What in the world was that?
And that's what the announcer said.
That looked like me in punt, pass, and kick.
Right.
When I forgot my good tennis shoes at school.
And you had
couldn't
to wear
get
just
back in,
the
and
red ball jets.
Had to wear the red ball jets that were smooth. They're like ball tires.
Right.
And it was a real dewy type of morning. And I slipped as I kicked. And I would have won. I would have won one of those little statuettes. I dreamed about winning one of those statuettes. I got up every morning in the summer and went out and practiced punt, pass, and kick. Every morning,
cool.
Jim.
That's cool.
Every morning.
Did you do it on Lambeau? Were you one of those kids?
I didn't make it that far, Jim. That's what I'm getting at.
I don't think so. Okay. Well, that's good that you practice. It's keep it out of trouble.
You know who did, though? Steve Mariucci.
Oh.
Was he won, like, the UP version of the thing and went to Lambeau and got to do that at halftime.
That's always cool to see that. I mean,
Mariucci's get all the breaks.
He did. There's the name.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was funny.
That was horrific.
It was. Look at what they're getting paid. What's the minimum salary? It's like, are you kidding me? I could have done that.
But you know, I remember a lot of times that doesn't work out. They'll bring in a new guy. I mean, sometimes it does. Sometimes, but I would say more times than not, he's no better than the former guy. But I remember one year when Lindy Infante was the head coach. I want to say they brought in a kicker a week for the last 3 weeks of the season. Where I remember they brought in this one kid. I want to say his name was Curtis Barrow. And he came in and had like one extra point to kick or something, and he missed it, and they cut him. And they brought in some other guy, and they cut him.
Yeah.
And brought in some other guy, and they cut him. It was crazy how many times they cut guys.
But that's a tough job. I mean, I don't know. I think it was a Bears game, but you know they can the guy on the plane on the way home.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, let the guy just get home.
But there have been at least two occasions.
That's a tough
job.
Got
a thing here from Mary. How about that Westy Pier kicker? Yeah, I haven't been here to talk about that game Friday night.
No, you aren't.
Greatest high school football game I've ever seen. One of the greatest football games, period, that I've ever seen.
Yeah,
it was mind-boggling good.
Yeah,
it was incredible.
45 yards. What was that?
49.
49. Wow.
Our guy couldn't kick it from 47.
Well, that guy.
And the guy for the Jets.
No.
Clanging it twice.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, these kicker can. Can I give you a little Packer history?
Sure. Like I have a choice, right, Con?
So
I don't think so.
So Paul Hording, his name is statues out there by the thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, NFL Hall of Fame.
Everywhere.
Which I would dispute, to be honest with you, whether he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I'm going to be honest with you on that. But anyway.
I thought he could have been a little friendlier when we dedicated his statue.
He's never been friendly to me. And I told you we had on my radio show one time, and he thought we were a Sturgeon Bay station. Okay. And we're talking, and we could tell he was like bored. We're goofing around, me and Nick, like we always did. Yeah. He wasn't in the mood to goof around. He goes, "Hey guys, I'm about to lose you. I'm almost to Green Bay. You're really fading out. I'm almost to Green Bay. I'm a long way from Sturgeon Bay, so I'm gonna lose you here in a second. I could tell."
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you just be honest and say, I want to get out of here. So. Yeah.
So anyway, here's okay.
Right, so Paul Horney,
bear with me for 2 minutes.
All right,
Con,
6:43.
What time's our break?
We got one in 7 minutes.
Well, I got 7 minutes.
No, that's a long time. Let's stick with the two.
Three.
All right, three. Go ahead. All right.
1964. Okay. Paul Horning returns from his suspension. Okay.
What was he suspended for?
Gambling.
No.
Let that be a lesson to you.
Yeah.
So anyway, Paul Horning comes back from gambling, from his gambling football suspension. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Chicago Bears, the NFL champ. The only games the Packers lost the year before were to the Chicago Bears. Okay. Packers go 10-2. Bears win the world championship. Packers come back the next year, kill the Bears in the first game. Everything is going good. Next game, Baltimore Colts. Okay. Packers score, miss the extra point. Packers score, Horning miss the extra point. Horning miss a chip shot field goal. Colts win 24-21.
Oh, so had he made.
Horning, there were four games. Look it up in the record. Maybe I'm right. Maybe it was three. I want to say there were four games the Packers lost because of Paul Horning missing kicks. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
To the point where Lombardi would no longer go for a field goal late in the game. He'd go for a touchdown because he was so, and he could not find a kicker to replace Horning. Horning cost the Green Bay Packers the potential to be NFL champs in 1964. His kicking lost them at least 3 to 4 games just from his kicking alone.
Right.
During the offseason, they made a trade. They brought in Don Chandler from the New York Giants. No more kicking problems in 65, 66, 67. Chandler wanted, he had a ranch in Oklahoma, and he wanted to be able to go home after the games and come back on like Thursdays to get ready for the game. Take Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday off. Okay? Lombardi said no, he wasn't going to let him do that. And this was in 1968. Lombardi was no longer the head coach. He was the general manager. Phil Bankston was the head coach.
Yeah.
But they said, no, you can't do it. So Don Chandler said, all right, bleep you, I'm retiring. Okay. Left the Packers with no kicker. They tried so many kickers, it's unbelievable. They brought in Booth Lustig. Remember Booth Lustig?
No.
Nobody does. Booth Lustig. Mike Mercer, remember Mike Mercer?
Of course.
Nobody remembers Mike Mercer. They brought in, tried Jerry Kramer once again. I want to say they had at least five kickers that year. Every one of them sucked. And you know what? That prevented the Green Bay Packers from winning the Central Division because they lost games on missed kicks. A kicker can determine your entire season is what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah, let's defend the kickers a little bit.
Okay.
And the guy from Baltimore, he's the best kicker ever, right?
Yeah, but he's not having a great year either.
No, he's not this year. He's not. Yeah. But I'm just saying he's been on 60 minutes.
Yeah.
But anyway, great receivers, great quarterbacks. It's a partnership. What about the holder? Isn't that
system.
These guys, boy, if they miss it, we totally 100% goes to the kicker. Nobody ever brings up the guy holding the ball.
And
I think they should.
I've noticed the Packers' snaps have been high on the kicks.
Right.
And sometimes that throws off that rhythm just that little bit. That one year with Mason Crosby, one of the things I think the Packers have done.
When he missed four in Detroit?
Against the Lions. I want to say five. But anyway, the thing that you have to realize, I remember when Mason Crosby had that year. Well, they keep bringing in these new special teams coach. It's like, okay, Bob here was the tight ends coach. Now I'm going to make him special teams coach.
Yeah.
What? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I think that threw off Mason Crosby terribly.
Yeah. I just think we got these kickers. I wouldn't want to be a kicker. Well, I would because it'd be fun to win the game.
I built my own goalpost when I was a kid. Did you?
No.
I took a couple 2x4s, dug some holes,
sure,
filled it with rocks and dirt. And I had a pipe, a big piece of like conduit that I had on the top. I built my own goalpost.
That's cool.
Thanks.
I mean, but again, I want to get back. So you were just using a tee.
Yeah.
To kick. Did your brother hold it?
No.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying. I think that I built my own tee
out of a couple of big nails, three nails. I built my own
tee. Oh, that would work.
Yeah.
Then you just move the nails back. Right when you went for longer kicks. That's good.
No,
idea.
I built the tee. I built a little piece of wood.
Oh, you had a piece of wood on there. I thought maybe just put the nails in the ground.
And the reason I did that, because I did it in this field, and because normally when you use those little cheap plastic tees, every time you kick, you got to go pick
find
up the tee someplace.
Yeah.
So what I did is I had spikes. I had like 4-inch spikes. So I nailed it right in the ground.
You got a little MacGyver in you.
It's That's not good. A bad idea. Think
no,
about that.
No, you, can, you should have marketed those.
I know, right? Hey, that would not be. It's not too late.
I want to talk about. We have a lot to do today about football.
It's not too late to think about. No, the
you're
big. Team.
You're kind of a Lions fan because you grew up.
Lions fan. I hate the Lions.
No, you grew
oh
up
my God! UP. I want to talk, hate the Lions so they, much. It's unbelievable.
So their guy got hurt, and they're thinking of bringing back that. They got his helmet. The guy. You, him and his brother play. His brother plays for Pittsburgh. He retired and trying to get him back out of retirement. Yeah, JJ, what, you think you should do that?
No, because they always get hurt.
Oh.
When a guy comes back, they always get hurt. I'm serious. He'll pull a hamstring. He'll pull a groin. That always happens when they don't go through training camp. I'm serious. God bless him. I love him, but yeah. All right, we got to set a quick break. My name is the
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris. A better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor while you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mirror here on a Wednesday morning. Good looking Wednesday morning. This week looks great, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's cold out there right now, I'll be honest with you. 32 in Green Bay, 34 in Appleton, 34 in Oshkosh.
Short-lived. We had Brittany on Monday, and what she said is exactly what's happening. But you wait, tomorrow, another 8 degrees. The next day, another 6 degrees. We're going to be at Saturday, Sunday, 70, 72,
awesome.
73. That
Phenomenal.
Game's going to be awesome. I know there's tickets. So, that might be a fun game to go to. If you're one of those people that pick a game a year, that might be a good one.
Boy, so I've been seeing things on Facebook and that about people just – and there's nothing you can do about it. But how the Milwaukee was at the gold or the green. I don't even know which package is which. But anyway.
Milwaukee's gold.
Okay, so gold is getting like the divisional games. Like the Vikings, obviously, they had. And I guess they're going to have the Lions and the Bears or whatever. Do they have all three? And people are like, that's ridiculous. But, you know, they do say before the schedules come out, this week, you know, 2, 5, and 9 or something. I don't even know exactly.
Yeah, me either.
And it just happens to fall on those.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are really upset. Well, one of the reasons, you didn't go to the Vikings game, did you?
No.
But, I mean, I've had people say it was kind of like a Vikings home game.
Oh, yeah.
With the crowd. It was as many Viking people as Packer people. Or at least maybe, you know, purple stands out a lot more than,
well, and
you know, whatever.
They're doing really well, too. And it's a short drive. There were a lot of There's a lot of purple in Green Bay.
But, I mean, a lot of Milwaukee people. It seems like Milwaukee people tend to sell their tickets more than Green Bay people. I don't think there's even a question about that.
No.
Especially if it's a late game.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. This is not a late game, but
but
the weather's going to be, like, absolutely perfect for that game. So that would be a fun one to go to. But, yeah. It's,
but it, you know what? I kind of blame the Packers or whoever is on that. In some, the ticket prices have gotten so expensive, and these seat license things that people, it's got to the point where it's like, okay, you know what? I'm not part of your millionaires club that's going to pay $800 for a ticket to go to a gala across the street from us. I'm not one of those people. Me and my wife, hey, let's write a check for $1,600 and go hang out with, you know, whatever.
Right.
But so it's one of those things where it's like, okay, yeah, I need to sell my tickets to make up for some of these exorbitant prices I pay for tickets and to go to a game.
Yeah.
It's gotten so expensive. Mm-hmm. The old days of Packers have a home game. You go. Okay, what if I double my money? Yeah, some guy from, you know,
I hear
wherever
saying,
in Minnesota, but I don't blame him.
Do they, what's their goal, the Packers?
The Packers' goal?
When it comes to fans.
Make as much money from them as possible.
Well, they don't make any more money if a guy scalps his tickets.
But
they want the stands full. That's
right?
What they want, because you're going to go to the game and spend, whatever, $130, $150 bucks on a ticket, but you know, we need you buying beer, brats.
Exactly, absolutely.
Have they ever had a problem with that? So people who say, oh, you know, you're pricing us out, the bowl isn't empty.
No, I know that, but what I'm saying is there's a reason there's a lot of opponent jerseys in the stands now.
Oh, selling your tickets. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, they're almost, a lot of people are forced to do that, keep the games they really want or whatever, and get rid of, but Milwaukee people seem to bail a lot quicker. I shouldn't even say Milwaukee people. Whoever, I mean, somebody from Green Bay.
The
gold package people.
Yeah.
It does. Well, I will, for anybody that's a season ticket holder that goes to every game, can you dispute that? That when it's the gold tickets, there are a lot more opponent jerseys in the stands? Anybody dispute that?
I don't know. I think I could, because I think years ago they were mad because they had all these, they didn't have good teams. Here's the deal. The reason you see more purple, remember that Lions game we went to? There was all that blue down here?
Yeah.
Okay. You can sell those two tickets and make up half your season.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But whether you're green or gold, people will sell their tickets to the Bears, the Lions, especially the Lions this year, and the Vikings because they're 5-0. I would do that. I got to be honest with you. I if I'm like, look, I'm going to sell my tickets for this game, and that's going to pay for my whole season, the other seven games, I totally do that.
I agree, Chip. And that's why I'm saying the Packers don't have anybody to blame but themselves, because they've made things so expensive there that people can't, like, we never miss a game. Jim, my family did not miss an NFL game, a Green Bay Packer game, for probably 50 years. Maybe 60. Maybe 60 years. We did not miss a single Green Bay, and I was driving 4 hours, basically, from where we're from. We never missed.
And if somebody would
have
called your dad and said, hey, Mr. Rhino, you know, I'll give you five times the value of your tickets, your dad would have said no.
He would have said no. Because he would have he would have turned it over to the family. We had, you know, seven kids, but six that lived in the area, five that lived in the area. But he would have said, who would want those tickets, you know, face value? Somebody would have grabbed them. I guarantee you. We went to both exhibition games, or maybe there was three, and then eight regular season games.
Yeah.
No matter what, when, where, somebody in our family used the tickets. Never sold them, ever.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's not like that anymore.
No.
It's just not like that anymore.
I think everybody sells their tickets. I'm not kidding.
I know,
you.
But
most of my friends,
and I don't blame people. It's like I said, because
eight
it's
games, nine
so
games,
expensive.
I get my fix.
How much is a beer there now?
Yeah, right?
It's like, why does it have to be so expensive? I don't understand. Why does it have to be so expensive?
Did you see them play a Super Bowl outside the country?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's gonna be an international team. I don't know, but not Tagliabue. Who's the guy?
Goodell.
Yeah. He was hinting that they may have a Super Bowl outside the United States.
Is it for more money? I don't understand.
Of course it
why?
Is.
Why? Why do you need more money?
What is there? 7.4 billion people? We're the 0.4.
Goodell,
I mean, come
makes
on.
$70 million.
There's a lot of people with
how
money.
How much gluttony does there have to be? And I know it's the old, hey, you know what? It's a free market.
It is.
People are buying it. Why?
Well, that's
But then you know what? I would love, really, you know, they market. Say, nobody knows where their money goes. I would love for them to see, we're going to, you know what?
We love the
pancreatic cancer. We're going to put $70 billion or whatever on one disease and try to help eradicate it.
Speaking of gluttony, or not gluttony, but just overspending, ridiculous spending. We're going to get back to this. I talked about this yesterday. Remember, Con? Campaigns.
Yeah.
Crazy. 10% of your donations have to go to charity.
Yes, I agree.
We're going to talk about that.
And
I got some great examples of that. And it would be great if the NFL, if the team's revenue, if we'd start to tithe again. All right, we're going to be right back. Barakura.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome a couple National Lampoon guys, writer Jeff Tully and actor and voice of the network, Jamie Kaler. And the Marinette Rec Center's Sean Katzbeck talks blues, brews, and barbecue.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.fm today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.fm/newsletter. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay,
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.